This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, is anything going on today? Anything happening? Slow day. Haven't heard much. Nothing happening with the Twins.
NBA's coming up in a week. A lot of people getting ready.
Wild start.
Airport's going to be busy, I think.
WNBA finals kickoff tonight.
The two big sports stories of the day.
Big sports day. Not much else happening locally. Except the thing that every one of you wanted. Are you guys happy? You got what you wanted. You got the poll ads to get rid of the team. Now what are you going to do? Huh? It seems like it took everybody by surprise.
Yeah.
Although for the last 2 months, all it's been has been incessant complaining about the poll ads and the way they are handling the season and them not spending any money on players and yada, yada, and on and on and on. How many tweets do you think you saw per Twins game about the cheap poll ads?
Well, they were playing so well towards the end of the year that it really got tamed.
How many disparaging comments do you think you saw about the poll ads?
There's no way to count that.
How dare they run this organization into the ground? How dare they treat this fan base this way? How dare we have been Twins fans our entire lives, and they clearly don't care about it anymore.
Mm-hmm. They've given up.
Well, here you go. You got your wish, everybody.
We'll find
out. Poll ads are selling the team. Big news came out a little bit earlier today. Came in the form of a press release. Apparently, Twins staff were notified earlier today. They 400 or so of them had a meeting, and they were informed what was happening. And then poll ads sent out the old news release. I'll give it to you right here. The poll ad family statement announces intent to explore selling the Minnesota Twins. Polad today announced their intent to explore the sale following 40 years of ownership that began in 1984. The glory days. For the last, Joe Polad issued a statement. By the way, that is the only place that we've seen him talking is this piece of paper, little statement. For the last 40 seasons, Minnesota Twins have been part of our family's heart and soul. This team is woven into the fabric of our lives. The Twins community has become an extension of our family. Staff, players, most importantly, the fans, everyone who makes up this unbelievable organization is part of that. We've never taken lightly the privilege of being stewards of this franchise. However, after months of thoughtful consideration, our family reached a decision this summer to explore selling the Twins. As we enter the next phase of this process, the time is right to make this decision public. The best sporting news I've heard in 30 years, just coming in on a stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Comments are welcome. Let's hear it. You guys were all the baseball experts out there in Twins territory. Mm-hmm. I hear you. I don't know the answers, but I know one thing. Oh, by the way, this is Chris Eggert with 5 Eyewitness News in for chat today. This is not Chad Hartman, in case you guys you didn't notice the different voice. This is what you wanted. You wanted the poll ads to be done. Is Chad off purchasing the Twins? Now, there, never thought of that. Coming in on the talking text line from the poll ads so he can rename the team and the stadium to Sid Hartman Stadium.
He would name it after his father. It would go right to Chad.
There's no question about that.
Yes. He might keep the press box named after his dad or something like that, but
it's going to be the Chads,
mm-hmm.
The hanging Chads. Well, election reference to Florida in the 2000s. There,
China.
Yeah. So here we go. I want to know what. Let's hear it. What do you guys have to say? You wanted this. You're the experts. I mean, this has been the vitriol. This has been dreamed about. Y'all have been dreaming about this. Richest Major League Baseball owner's cheapest payroll. Good riddance. This fan is all smiles. Let's talk to Dwayne. Dwayne, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. This is Chris with Channel 5. Good to visit with you. So what do you think?
Well, I've got a comment that I don't know if you guys have thought about. I would hope you have. I know nothing about running a baseball team. I'll admit that right away. And I've enjoyed what they've done since I've been here for the last 30 years. But at any rate, this isn't something that the Poles decided 2 months ago they were going to do. They've been working at this for, I would bet, a year. You don't make a deal like this in 30 minutes.
I don't think you're wrong. I mean, I think somewhere it had to have been thought about, right? You don't just up on a whim. Or they didn't just get, their feelings were not so hurt over the last 2 weeks of people, or last 2 months of people complaining, where they just said, all right, fine, we'll sell them then. I don't think, I would probably tend to agree with you, Dwayne. Not hearing from them, I don't know the answer to that. But you wouldn't think this was something that they just thought of. Like, if you're going to sell your house,
no.
You don't just 1 week decide, I think we're going to sell the house. Right.
You don't go tell the neighbors, hey, we're going to sell the house tomorrow. No.
Right, right. So, I mean, that.
But the thought process has had to be in place for a long time. And I would venture to say they've got one or two people on the hook. They just don't know which one to reel in at this point.
Interesting theory. And we're gonna explore some the discussion about that a little later, about people who even have that kind of dough in the
exactly.
Twin Cities to be able to buy a team. Producer David Harrigan has already thrown out the idea that he would like the A-Rod ownership group to enter into the contest here. And yeah. And why is that, Dave?
Well, I think A-Rod's had plenty of times where he's owned the Twins on the field, so why not own them on paper too?
Well, they couldn't that group, I don't believe, could buy the basketball team. I don't believe they could buy the baseball team.
Well, I definitely that where things stand with the baseball or the basketball team, that's a whole nother can of worms. I personally don't think they'd want to. I don't think they don't even seem like guys that would really be interested in the Twins. I don't know. That's my assumption.
Yeah. The NBA is the cool spot to be right now.
Yeah,
right?
You got a flashy young team, you know, lots of potential. But yeah, well, Dave, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Getting all kinds of comments coming in the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. That number, by the way, 651-461-9226. No new ownership doesn't guarantee anything, but we need to see the commitment to winning match what we've seen from the other teams in town.
Yeah,
a fair point. Do you think if I made an all-cash offer to the Poles for the Twins at $800 million, they would sell? And now that's interesting. I think the value of the team is well over that. I'm sure, Dave, one of our listeners has $800 million cash on hand to be able to make that offer, right? Seems feasible.
It's a little light, but you get some investors. That's how this things work. It's not one person that needs to have all the money.
Start with your 800,000 or 800
million. That can give
you
hopefully the majority ownership, and then get a bunch of folks in place and make that happen, sure.
Get some other big ballers involved. Maurer Chevrolet Stadium has a nice ring to it.
There you go.
Says one of the texters here. All right, we like that too. All right, we've got Donnie on the line. Donnie, is this what you wanted?
Hello.
Hi, Donnie. Is this what you wanted? Are your dreams coming true right now that the Poles are out or selling?
No, I called in to tell you and anybody that'll listen that I'm excited for them. Congratulations to the family for taking an investment in time over all these years. I sure have enjoyed it myself watching the Twins over the years, a big fan. And they've given me nothing but pleasure, over the years, the family. And this is a good thing, I think. It's going to infuse some different ideas, different people. And, of course, it's going to infuse a lot of money into the state of Minnesota, because this just doesn't happen with a couple of bucks from, the cash machine. This is millions and billions of dollars And I think it's a good deal, and I think everybody should be happy for the Poleds like I am. I'm happy for them.
Well, okay, Donnie, thank you. I'm glad you're happy for them. That's a good perspective to have. I'm not mad at them if they're going to make some money out of the deal. I don't know that they know how much money they're going to make. I don't know that the whole TV – I know the TV thing got somewhat settled earlier in the week. Major League Baseball going to do the games now. But I still think about – generally people like to watch something that's putting out a good product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how much money they're going to – I mean, how are we projecting revenue? How are we thinking how much money we're going to come up with if you have an unwatchable team or a team that people aren't interested in watching?
Yeah, that would be a problem.
That's a problem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and the TV thing certainly doesn't seem final. We know what's going to happen for next year.
Yeah.
But obviously they're going to be looking for some sort of way they can make more money out of the TV deal because they're still going to be losing, you know, compared to what they were making with, you know, Bally and FSN before that. And
I mean, I think as for first caller Dwayne was talking about, Dwayne says they had to have been thinking about this already, right? Over the last year with just the TV thing, and that's been a big talking point, not getting the revenue that we used to. At that point, did they start going, this business isn't going to be as lucrative as we thought it was going to be right now? Let's get out. Let's cut bait.
I mean, the TV thing was a huge deal. I mean, what did that last? 2 months?
Yeah.
It was a long, long time.
Right.
And just, you know, another headache after the headaches they had the previous year.
So. We are getting all kinds of comments in here, which is funny. I think a lot of people think this is a Vikings town. I've often maintained it's a Twins town. And I think seeing from the passion of people here and all the comments that are coming in, I don't know. And we're obviously the Twins station here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Twins town. I don't know. People seem to have lots of comments about this.
Well, the Twins are a very, you know, whether it's a Vikings town or a Twins town, they're, you know, they're the two at the top, right? I don't think it's, I mean, the Timberwolves, when they're good,
right,
are up there.
They're more relevant.
The Wild certainly have a very devoted fan base, but it's not as big as the Twins or the Vikings, certainly.
Yep.
And, I mean, I think the Twins, while the Vikings have our maybe more fervent support, you know, it's more...
Yeah, people are more.
They get more fired up about the Vikings.
Yes, yes.
The Twins, you know, there's still the romanticism of 87 and 91.
And that's part of the difference between a football fan and a baseball fan, too.
Exactly.
I've always found that baseball fans are a little more low key.
A little chill.
They tend to be a little more cerebral than football fans.
Are you calling football fans dumb?
That's what I just heard. I am a football fan first.
Are you a smart guy?
Second, absolutely not. So that's why this is a case in point coming right here. All right, so we have all kinds of you commenting about this. Poleds have decided they are going to try to sell the team. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Who might have the money to buy a pro franchise in the cities? We'll talk about it when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Did you play this song on purpose?
Yes.
Good. So this is Real Big Fish and it's Sellout, right?
Most days with the Chad Hartman Show, pretty much every day we have a bumper music theme.
Yeah.
Today the theme is selling.
Nice.
Thank you.
Look at you, Dave.
Working at it.
I know you're a smart guy. I wasn't expecting that.
I'm impressed that you came up with it.
That was very quick.
It
was back in my genre, back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Boy, oh boy, you guys have lots to say about this. The big news of the day today that the Poleds family has announced their intent to explore selling the Minnesota Twins. We were pointing out earlier that the Star Tribune headline just says, Poleds to sell.
Yeah. Intent to explore sounds a little different. And I would think if you were the Star Tribune, who happens to have an owner who also happens to own the Minnesota Timberwolves and had a lot of intent to sell and bit of a shift.
Yeah, right.
I think you maybe would go with a not quite as strong headline right out of the gate.
Right.
But hey, I don't run the paper.
Yeah, no, it's a fair point. And I think everybody in this town a little more tuned into ownership groups and sort of the saga that's been going on with the Minnesota Timberwolves for several months now. So this is big news. And again, though, what's it mean? What happens next? Who comes in? Boy, some of you are worried. Some of you are worried that somebody's going to buy the team and take them away.
I get it.
It's a thing that happens. When I was working out in Seattle, when those Okies came in and they stole the Seattle Supersonics and they took them to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a crushing blow to this community.
Certainly was. We're in a little better spot right now.
I would think so.
Target Field, still not very old, still an absolute gem.
Yep.
And give the Pole Lads all the credit in the world for keeping that place.
Absolutely.
An absolute gem and adding on to it and improving it. I mean, basically every single year there's some rather big addition or change to the ballpark.
Yeah, it's a palace.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. We could argue whether or not they should have built a retractable roof on it. I always like to have that conversation in April.
Why do you have to be that
guy? For those first games of the year.
Why do you have to do that?
Yep, it's snowing out. Yep. Good idea not to spend that extra money on it.
Yeah.
Be Tropicana Field in Florida right now, which has a retractable roof.
It's been retracted. All right. That's ugly.
We'll be talking about Hurricane 2, Milton. That was going to be the A topic today, but obviously everything that's been happening with the Twins today. I did mention off the very top of the program, by the way, my name is Chris Egger. I'm with Channel 5. I'm in for Chad today. Chad's golfing?
Yes.
Sure.
He's got a few things he's doing, one of which is hitting the links.
And I know
it's 82
keeper.
And sunny. It might be the last 80 of the year. Of course he's out hitting.
And I know you're not his keeper, but we've had a couple of no mention of the links. It's all the male teams you talk about in Minnesota. Well, that's not true. The very first thing I said, flippantly, but I did say it, was is anything else going on in sports? And I mentioned specifically that the Lynx start the WNBA finals tonight. And in fact, we have a segment coming up in a couple minutes. Chris Long with 5 Eyewitness News Sports is going to talk some Lynx in a little bit. So I hear you out there, Lynx fans, I know, but we're talking Twins today. And many of you have lots of things to say. And I'd let keep them coming. 651-461-9226. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line. Hey, Chris. Feel free to check out two of the teams in the American League playoffs have lower payrolls than the Twins. This year's total collapse also belongs to the players.
100% it does.
Valid point.
Yep.
I think it was an easy way out toward the end of the season for everyone to just crap on the Pole Lads and they should have done more. They should have brought in more people. They should have spent more money. We had a chance to bring in more pitchers. You know, same. But towards the end of the year, as things were falling apart, it really became people pointing fingers at the Pole Lads, and I feel less pointing it at Rocco Baldelli. Was he did he have his clubhouse motivated? It didn't look like it.
Mm-hmm.
I observer.
Yeah. No, maybe you can point the finger, and I'm sure Rocco would point it at himself.
Yeah.
You would point it at players, and there was players that were out of the lineup, players that were in the lineup that just were not performing like you'd expect them to. And I mean, you have to point it at the ownership telling the fan base before the season.
Yeah,
right size the payroll. That's not a term you want to use. Not a term that any blue collar Twins fan wants to hear.
No, it's the first thing. And I guess to the point, one of the callers that said they had to have been thinking about this.
Yeah.
So then you do think then going in, like if you're trying to, if you in the back of your mind, we're going to sell anyway. Why would we spend more money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're a Twins fan and you looked at the pitching staff this year, compared to having, you know, Sonny Gray and Kenta Maeda last year, both those guys gone, and you had Pablo Bailey and cross our fingers.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it was, you can point a finger. You absolutely can point a finger and say, look, this team deserved better. This team, you know, who made the playoffs last year, who finally won a playoff series for the first time in 17,000 years, they deserved a better shot with the pitching staff you put out there.
That's a fair, very valid point.
That said, Pablo could have had a better season.
Legit.
The bullpen could have been much better, especially down the stretch.
Also, great point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about, we'll be talking about Twins here throughout the day. There's much to be said, much information coming in about this, all sorts of comments from you guys. And I do want to talk about who could be some local folks who might have the dough to be able to, you know, buy a pro sports team. So our researchers are coming up with a list right now as we speak. We've got a couple people in the back right now coming up with a really great list, and we'll go over that coming up here in just a little bit. As promised, though, let's talk about the team that we know has been a very winning franchise for the state of Minnesota. In fact, one could probably argue one of the most, if not the most, winning franchise. That is the Minnesota Lynx. So we'll talk about that. We're going to connect with Chris Long from KSTP Sports when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO, thanks for listening. The man's off today, Chad Hartman. This is Chris Eggert with Five Eyewitness News. Whenever I get a chance to enlist the help from one of my very capable colleagues over at the Mighty Five, I love to do that. And I wanted to connect today with Chris Long with Five Eyewitness News Sports to talk about what probably would have been, or a couple of the topics that would have been the big sports stories of the day today had not things gone the way they did with this news coming from the Pohlad family. Let's talk a little bit about the Lynx. And Chris, thanks for joining us.
Anytime. It is the beauty of big market sports on a day. Yeah, you thought that Wild opening the new season and the Lynx opening the WNBA final. Hey, that's a full sports day. That's all we're going to need to worry about today.
So
and
I want
you open your then you open your email and go, nope.
Yeah, right.
So anyway,
I want to hear a conspiracy theory about this news coming out today.
I don't know. I think it's the kind of thing where it's weird because this is the kind of story that usually leaks. I mean, we've got sources and everybody in town has sources, and you think that this decision didn't happen, you know, this morning, but I had not heard one peep about this at all. Yeah, maybe you wonder if they wait a day and let your friends across town have their night, but I think if there was any fear that it was going to leak, the Twins wanted to be the ones to put the information out first, and they shocked everybody with that announcement this morning. But yeah, you know, teams are pretty good about having partnerships with things like that. I know sometimes they'll talk if there's some big events, they'll try and schedule around each other. But, you know, as we know in this business, sometimes when the news breaks, it just breaks on its
yep,
own.
That's true. Well, we'll be talking about that here throughout the day. So let's move on to the Lynx just for a little bit because I want to focus on them. Weren't really expected to have that great of a year this year, were they?
Well, the question is, they started last year slowly. And by the end of the year, they were playing really well, and really nobody wanted to play them in the playoffs. And they ran into a Connecticut team in the playoffs last year. It was a pretty good team. That series probably could have gone either way. Cheryl Reeve did admit that even last year, she was surprised how close they were to advancing. She said, last year was a team that I just thought, I can't believe we're this close to achieving what we're potentially going to achieve. This year, really right from the jump, everything felt different with this team. There was just a different tenor. It wasn't we're trying to come together a team. It wasn't we're trying to see what we have. It wasn't we're trying to develop this player or that player. It was all gas, no breaks from the jump. And Cheryl Reeve said yesterday, I knew from the second day of training camp that I had something with this team. So I didn't know how good it was going to be, but I knew it was a team that I was going to be able to push. And I knew it was a team that was going to respond to do the kind of things you need to do to get in position to win a championship. You know, sports is weird. People can get hurt. Slumps can happen. But as this season has gone on, the expectations change very, very quickly. Once they, you know, started out well, and slow starts have been their thing in the last couple of years. But once they started out hot, then I think that's when that bar started to move. And they were incredible. Starting, you know, coming back from the Olympic break, they were bulletproof. I think they only lost one game. They lost the season finale, but that game didn't matter, and they rested some players. So they finished as the hottest team in the league and have continued to look like it. They really have only had two below their own standard games in the postseason when everybody's playing up to their full potential in theory, and they've looked really good. And I said it before the last series, I thought whoever came out of the Connecticut Lynx semifinal series was going to win the WNBA championship, and I still stand by that. They've beaten New York 3 out of 4 this year, including the championship game of the Commissioner's Cup, which was a big deal with money on the line. I think they have every reason to walk into the Barclays Center tonight thinking that they are now the favorite to win this thing. The catch is they can't play like that.
Yeah, right.
They can't let off that gas.
That's very true. Nafisha Collier has really been a shining star this year. Talk a little bit about her play.
She's been incredible, especially in the postseason. I mean, she's added 7 points per game onto her average, which was already absolute elite during the regular season. She's up 7 points. She's the first WNBA player ever to have 3 consecutive playoff games with at least 25 points, at least 10 rebounds. Those are insane numbers in the playoffs for the WNBA. I mean, scoring 25 alone is a heck of an accomplishment. She's done it 3 games in a row and has done it while being defended by the other team's best players and has done it while also playing exemplary defense. It's just been an incredible postseason for a player who already Asia Wilson for Vegas was the MVP this year, and she scored 1 billion points and set records. And I don't think that the wider WNBA votership was going to ever give anybody but her a chance. But, I mean, I could 100% get on the stand and give you a great argument for why, in the defense of Nafisha Collier being the MVP this year.
All right, I'm going to go here just because I think it seems to be a topic that people can't get enough of. And how do you think the viewership of the WNBA Finals will be, and what would that contrast have been like if somehow you would have had Caitlin Clark playing in it?
Well, considering Game 2 is on KSDP and ABC, I certainly hope everybody's in front of a TV.
A great point.
I'll say this. The attendance for that Game 5 against Connecticut was not, honestly, what I thought it would be. I thought it would be 0 seats available in the lower bowl, and I would think that they would open the upper bowl and would have had some people up there. I don't know if it was just the nature of a best-of-5 series where there's no guarantee that there will be a Game 5. I don't know if it was the fact that it was on a weeknight. There just weren't as many people there as I expected to. I have not seen the ratings numbers. Go forward to the WNBA Finals. It hurts that it's such a quick turnaround. I mean, it's only been 48 hours since the Lynx advanced, and boom, we've got a game. I hope the word's out, and I hope the people are interested. I know my wife and my girls are excited about watching tonight's game. There is certainly no denying if Indiana had somehow made a run and upset their way into the finals, and Caitlin Clark was on the other side. I mean, my father, who is old school and is not a big women's sports fan, this year went out, it helps that he's in Indianapolis. But even before Caitlin Clark went to Indiana, last year, her senior year in Iowa, he would be sending me texts, are you watching this? Are you seeing what this girl can do? This is incredible. If she can get him interested, I think the ratings, no exaggeration, would maybe have doubled for the WNBA Finals, because the momentum and the excitement as she and Indiana advanced through the playoffs would have just been magnified. They'd be leading SportsCenter. It would be – I don't know that there's a women's sporting event that has ever been as big as it would have been if she makes the finals.
Yeah.
And that could happen down the road if Indiana has some sustained success and she keeps doing what she's doing. We may see that eventually. But, boy, I mean, just talk about the run from the Final Four to the WNBA. If it would have been – I really think viewership would have doubled.
And I don't want to diminish the accomplishment of the Lynx or the Liberty, or that's not what I'm trying to do. But in my opinion, I feel like the WNBA is doing her dirty a little bit. And I understand they're trying to play a game because they want to make sure that every player feels like they're just as important. But I also think it's so foolish to not acknowledge how much energy and excitement she's brought to the sport. Like, I don't get it.
You've got to be my age or older to remember in the early 80s, I was in my very formative years then, the NBA was a niche sport. It was not on the level of football, of baseball. There were big fans. It just wasn't widespread. Michael Jordan blew that out of the water a couple years later, but that momentum began when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird caught the nation's attention as college players with how they played, with their personalities, and then they went to 2 cornerstone franchises in the NBA and met each other in the finals a couple times. That was when the NBA took a big step, and then Michael Jordan rolls in 2 years later and blows it through the roof. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that Caitlin Clark can be, and let's put Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, they're both incredible players.
Yep.
They have a rivalry. An Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark WNBA Finals next year, 2 years down the road. Lakes fans don't want to hear that. Rightfully.
No.
That could be the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird thing that takes the WNBA to the next level. And I know it's been a long time, and it's hard to remember that, but, I mean, there was a time where the NBA Finals wasn't even on broadcast television. As a kid, I remember the Washington Bullets were playing for a championship, I think, against Seattle. I think I was like 7. I don't believe we could watch the game in Washington, D.C. at the time. So
that's funny.
It could be good. And the high tide rises all boats, right? I mean,
yep.
Tiger Woods did it for golf. If those two capture the attention, I think the kind of players that say, why are we giving all this credit to one player? Well, if that one player is going to double your ratings, triple your ratings, and put money in your pocket, I think you'll be okay with it.
And bring in to the point of bringing the revenue that, boy, you talking about the Larry Bird and the Celtics and those Lakers series, and it seems like we were always traveling that time of year. So I always feel like we were in a hotel room somewhere and we were watching those games, which were always just such classic battles. And that's fun to think about. Hey, Chris, do you have a minute? Would you have a chance to stick around and talk about Wild, or after we come back from the commercial break real quick?
We're busy, Chris, but anything for you, my friend.
All right, so we'll do that quickly.
Yeah.
We'll connect with Chris Long, who does have an actual job to do today and not just talk on the radio. Chris Long with 5 Eyewitness News Sports. We'll talk a little Wild right after this. 12:51, it is a Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows. Newstalk 830 WCCO, continuing our conversation. Chris Long with 5 Eyewitness News Sports. Chris, the Wild, it's a season opener tonight. We had Bill Guerin on Minnesota Live earlier today. He's a lot of fun, isn't he?
You know what? He's so refreshing because he's not going to open up and give you the state secrets, but he'll just talk to you. He doesn't give canned responses, and he's a fiery dude. And yeah, he's anytime I get a chance to chat with him on hockey, I love it.
Yeah, it was fun. I watched some video of him just pummeling someone back in his playing days. And so I was a little intimidated by him. He's got a heck of a handshake. Got one of them handshakes like a meat hook. Just clap right on there.
As someone who grew up a Washington Capitals fan, and he spent a lot of his career with the Penguins and the Devils, I hated Bill Guerin.
Oh, I'm sure.
He made my Washington Capitals miserable. And that's the thing. He can, like, cue up whatever video you saw. He can walk in the locker room and point and go, do that. If I could do that, play like this, fellas.
It looks like he was a bad man back in the day. Hey, Chris, quickly, how are we feeling about the Wild? I know everyone's pretty excited that everyone's healthy right now.
There are two sides to this coin. One, I'm looking at the line charts right now. Of the top three guys on offense, Jakob Trenin is new. Defense, zero of the top three lines are new. You look at that at face value and say, oh, hold on. Last year was deemed an across-the-board failure. These guys missed the playoffs. How can you possibly say that running it back, they're going to be any better? The other side of that coin is they were all hurt last year, and their goalies were terrible. If you're looking for optimism and what's going to happen this year, you need both of those things to right themselves. You need them to stay healthy. Injuries are dumb luck. There's nothing you can do about that. Goalies, on the other hand, it is a weird situation that they're carrying three goalies.
Yeah.
The future Hall of Famer, Marc-Andre Fleury. You have Gustafsson, who's backing him up. And then you have Jesper Wallstedt, who's sort of the up-and-comer heir apparent. I can't remember an NHL team carrying three goalies, and it's going to be weird to see how this works. I think the way it resolves itself eventually is once they get into the season, they see what they've got. Someone probably gets traded as we get closer to the deadline.
Sure.
And I think that someone would have to be Gustafsson. I think that Fleury and Gustafsson have got to be better and will be better than they were last year. Gus was not good. He had a great year. He got the big contract. We've seen players in every sport take a little dip after that big contract. But from what I have seen of him in training camp, from what I've heard from people that are around the team a lot more than me, he really dedicated himself to getting in shape. He looks like a different person this year than he did maybe in training camp last year. So you need the stars to stay healthy, and these goalies have got to be better. If those two things happen, well, boom, all of a sudden they're at least a playoff team. Now if you get a couple guys to really pop, Marco Rossi kind of righted his ship last year. If Kirill Kaprizov stays healthy and somehow takes another step, becomes a 45 goal scorer. And then Matt Boldy stays healthy and also takes another step. Those three guys alone are enough to take what, you know, if the other things happen, they're a playoff team. Well, those guys could take them into where you start talking about maybe hosting a first round playoff series. I think they probably are, you know, best case would be fourth or fifth in the conference. I think they would settle for just make the playoffs, but either of those, the fan base, I think, should accept this progress after what happened last year.
And really, they didn't end up that far out of the playoffs last year, did they? For
They kind of deep six toward the end,
yeah.
Sort of kind of like what the Twins did. Once it looked not great, they kind of fell off. But no, I mean, they were playing relevant games with 3 weeks left in the season. And backing from your stars being injured and your goalies being terrible, you know, they still – a lot of guys who weren't expected to have big roles got big minutes, and that's the kind of thing that could pay off into this year.
Chris Long with 5 Eyewitness News Sports. Chris, thank you much for your time. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Have fun tonight, Minnesota sports fans. It's going to be a good one.
All right, that's Chris Long. A big night for Minnesota sports, a big day for Minnesota sports with the news of the Pohlad family announcing their intent to explore selling the Minnesota Twins. So that is really, really, really big news. We're hearing from all sorts of you on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line. I do want to address something that I intended to start talking about right away today, and that's Hurricane Milton. And Hurricane Milton moved through yesterday, caused all kinds of problems in Florida, although I am getting the sense that it did not play out as horribly or as awfully as people were thinking it would. That's not to say there's not a great deal of death and destruction and problems there. But I think the way people were fearful of this storm in the middle of the week as it was headed this way, at one point a category, or this way, headed to Florida, at one point a Category 5 hurricane. It was being thrown around as like the storm of the century. I don't think this one's going to go down as the storm of the century, but I know lots of you have friends and family down in Florida, Fort Myers area. So we're going to connect. We're going to talk to a resident of the Fort Myers area in a little bit, get her perspective. She had to put her mom or mother-in-law on a plane in the middle of the week and send her up to North Dakota to get her out of there because they just, you know, evacuation warnings and folks were trying to get the heck out of Dodge. So we'll get you an update on Hurricane Milton. We come back. Appreciate you listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.